It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, March 31st, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert, coming to you from Petra, Jordan, as our tour continues. Just a couple of items to talk about today of note. You probably know by now that former President Donald Trump has been indicted by Alvin Bragg, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. These are federal charges related to the alleged payments made to Stormy Daniels. He's bringing federal charges because if Donald Trump did anything, it would be a misdemeanor, and the statute of limitations on misdemeanors is 2 years in New York, long since expired. Reportedly, the Department of Justice, Attorney General Merrick Garland, not happy about this because this may undercut any potential charges brought against former president related to the January 6th riots in 2021. So we'll see how this political situation plays out. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he would not cooperate with any federal order to extradite the former president, but Trump says he will voluntarily turn himself in a couple of days. Frankly, this is one of the best re-election campaigns that Trump could have hoped for, because it's certainly going to energize the base and perhaps energize a base for DeSantis as well. The other news we need to bring to you was the news of a protest in Tel Aviv, where conservatives who support judicial reform in Israel gathered in Tel Aviv, about 50,000 strong, a peaceful protest, people mainly just praying. You hear noise in the background here as we've got people coming by on donkeys, Bedouins, who are basically living here all over, and it is a little bit noisy. We had a donkey who was not happy in one of the caves above us here just a moment ago. Anyway, the protest, peaceful, people praying to support Prime Minister Netanyahu and this idea of judicial reform to rein in the power of a runaway judiciary, barely reported by the left-leaning media in Israel and around the world. And when they did, they tried to spin it as though things were chaotic and violent. That was not the case. This is typical of the way the media has been reporting the situation in Israel over the last couple of weeks. Contrary to what you may have heard, national parks were not shut down. Christians were not asked to leave. Americans were not told to go home. None of that. It was peaceful. We've seen a few people with flags during our time in Israel. Our hotel was in the heart of Jerusalem. We would have seen the only impact on us was we were 10 minutes later to the hotel than we planned on Monday. So, yes, some political wrangling taking place in Israel, typical for the Israelis, their politics just as brutal as ours in America, but otherwise everything is fine. Now, just one more day to take advantage of the $10 discount, the early bird discount for Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, One World Rising. Presentations from Tom Horn, Carl Gallups, many of your favorite speakers. You can find the complete list at defenderconference.com. And when you register through April 1st, that is tomorrow by my calendar, you can save $10 by using promo code EARLYBIRD23. EARLYBIRD23 saves you $10 at defenderconference.com. You also get access to all 6 Skywatch Films documentaries. Take advantage of that. Sign up for the presentation as we see the forces working together to build the infrastructure for the One World Kingdom of Antichrist. One World Rising, defenderconference.com, and use promo code EARLYBIRD23. From Petra, Jordan, I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.